This is erotic, illegal child pornography. This is little girls wearing booty shorts writhing around the dance floor. There is only one purpose for that.
This is a very sexual depiction of children. It's focused on their genitals. It has nothing to do with merit or artistic value. It has everything to do with trying to sexualize 11-year-olds. Hello, and welcome to Best Case, Worst Case. This is Jim Clementi, retired FBI profiler, former New York City prosecutor, and writer-producer of CBS's Criminal Minds. With me today is...
Hi, everybody. It's Francie Hakes, former state and federal prosecutor. Jim, I'm across the country, and if it's possible, I'm even more outraged, shall I say enraged, than I was last week.
Well, Francie, I find it, I don't know, very believable. Not only because I know you, but I know what you're outraged and enraged about. And I agree with you.
Jim, I don't understand what's happening. You know, we've done...
What is happening?
I don't know. We've done, Netflix. I don't know how many episodes where we've talked about Hollywood. We've talked about power position predators. We've talked about Hollywood sexualizing. We talked about that movie, Call Me By Your Name. I remember that one. Remember that? You and I saw that.
I do.
And just being outraged at the sexualizing of children. And in that movie, if I'm not mistaken, there was a 19-year-old actor playing a 15-year-old boy, I think, if I remember correctly. And that was bad enough because it was depicting the sexualization of a child, even though it wasn't an actual child. Here, Jim, in the newest entry into Netflix pantheon, we have a movie called, well, in English, it's called Cuties. And it was released just last night, as you and I are recording here. So on September the 9th, here in the US anyway, it was released on Netflix, and it's a French movie. I think the original title was something like Les Mignons, which I was a French minor, but French is a long time ago for me. I thought meant the little ones, but maybe it means the cuties. Regardless, the Americanized, Westernized name is called Cuties. And Jim, I didn't see the movie yet, but I've seen a clip of a dance from the movie. Before we get into the discussion of the movie, let me just tell people who haven't seen the clips and who haven't seen the description of the movie what it is purportedly about. This movie is described by various media critics who've seen it as a coming-of-age tale, a young girl fighting against the patriarchy. Now, how is she coming of age? How is she fighting against the patriarchy? This 11-year-old, she's a Muslim child, and she joins a dance troupe. Wow, that sounds interesting, right? She's breaking out of her cultural barriers, whatever they might be, or whatever she perceives them to be. She joins a child's dance troupe with a bunch of other 11-year-olds. Well, that sounds perfectly innocent.
Well, not really.
However, it's really not, Jim, because you and I have seen the clip. Why don't you take it from here?
Well, Francie, I did just see the clip, and I was shocked. I was shocked at two things. One, the focus of the camera on the genital areas of young girls, very deliberately, very sustained, very purposefully. But I'm also shocked by the fact that this depicts a dance competition. And in the dance competition, these girls are on stage in public doing these, you know, basically dance moves, and I'm using those air quotes, that are basically humping and touching their genital areas and showing off between their legs. I mean, that's
simulating
what they're doing.
Sex. They're simulating sex.
That's certainly a very easy determination, or that's an argument that can easily be made. Yes. So this bothers me for two reasons. One is that it's apparently a competition that they're in which this kind of behavior is actually promoted and encouraged. But the documentary style of it is that they are showing close-ups of these girls. It's one thing if they're 30, 40, 50 feet away on a stage, but to have a camera where the entire screen is filled with the crotch of an 11-year-old girl, and the camera is focused on that. And again, it's sustained. It's not just passing. That is part of the definition of child pornography, when a child is sexualized in a way, and they don't have to be naked for it to be child pornography, but the image has to be focused on the genitalia or on sexual activity. And even if that's mimicking sexual activity, it's putting a child in a sexualized situation. And I believe that this does that, in fact. And I don't know what the rest of this movie is about, but it's scary to think that this is just one scene in a movie that purports to do things like, for example, there's a parental warning apparently on IMDb, which says during one of the many highly sexualized and erotic dance scenes that purposefully exploit and objectify numerous scantily clad underage girls, one of the female child dancers lifts up her crop top to fully display her bare breast. This, they're saying, this is supposedly literally pulled from IMDb.
Yeah, that's pulled from IMDb, which they've apparently changed as of now. This has just been a massive explosive controversy over the last 12 hours, Jim. And you're absolutely right. I hate telling you that because, God, usually you're wrong. But here, you're absolutely right. It does fit the definition, at least in the United States, the federal definition for child pornography, which is the lascivious display of the genitals for the purpose of arousing the sexual desires of the viewer. There is no other way to describe how these children are dancing. And that IMDb description minimizes it by saying it's sexualized or erotic with underage girls. They're 11 years old. 11.
Yeah.
What is that? Fifth grade? Fourth grade? It's crazy that anyone thinks that this is okay. But the most important thing to me is that I think it might be a federal crime. It certainly fits the definition. Now, in federal law in this country, there is an exception if it's art, but that is required to provide a whole bunch of information to the Attorney General of the United States about the age of the actors when there's any depiction that shows any kind of sexual activity.
Well, it's clear that the age of these actors is clearly under 18. There's no question about it.
No, there's no question about it.
Right. Now, typically, Hollywood gets away with it by having someone who has just turned 18 play somebody who's younger. But that's not what's going on here. And there was a movie years ago called Kids, I think, and they did the same thing. They had actually young people. And although they didn't actually, they sort of hid the sexual parts, they suggested it. But this, because of the music that's playing in the background, it's clearly of a sexualized nature, because of the humping that's going on and the touching of the genital areas by these girls, and then the, you know, the cutesy sucking on the finger to make it seem like an innocent girl is being sexualized. It's just all together. It really does make me believe that they are violating the federal child pornography statute. And I think that that's something that, you know, it's not just, well, this is a French movie and we're trying to be open-minded. This description goes on to say, trigger warning, an 11-year-old girl watches a female rap music video where naked women role play through dance, both heterosexual and lesbian sex acts. An 11-year-old female dance group then mimics these sexual moves via on themselves and on each other while the camera zooms in on their sexual body parts as they erotically writhe. This can be highly distressing to many viewers.
How about highly illegal?
Yeah, well, female breast nudity of a minor during an erotic dance scene and lengthy and excessive close-up shots of breasts, bums, spread crotches, and scantily clad 11-year-old girls during numerous sexualized dance routines.
You're almost speechless, Jim.
I am, because this actually was on a description on IMDb, or is this a comment somebody wrote describing the depictions that they saw.
And my understanding is it was a description on IMDb. And Jim, they're just, for example, I've got a column coming out tomorrow in the Washington Examiner about this. And I call back to the column you and I talked about last week, which was about the reporter talking about the undercover sting operation and how there were not really any victims and really downplaying the significance of preventing crimes against children. And then here we have a movie that is, I mean, I don't even say sexualizing children. This is erotic, illegal child pornography. It's way beyond sexualizing children. It's not posing suggestively with their your fist on your hip in a sexy bathing suit. This is little girls wearing booty shorts, writhing around the dance floor, simulating having sex, sticking their fingers in and out of their mouths with come hither expressions on their faces. There is only one purpose for that, and that is to arouse the sexual interest of the viewer. This garbage about the patriarchy makes me so angry. Listen, I started as a prosecutor in the DA's office in South Georgia in the 90s, and I understand patriarchy because I was patronized by the patriarchy simply for being a female prosecutor who was tough. And I had to overcome that head patting condescension for weeks. And I'll note, it only took a few weeks before they realized how serious I really was. But I understand the patriarchy and fighting the patriarchy. You don't fight the patriarchy by simulating sex with 11-year-olds on film broadcast all over the world. What are they thinking? Jim, you and I are involved in production in Hollywood. We know what it goes through in order to get a film made. It takes years. It takes script writing and rewriting and screenplays and shooting scripts and directors and art designers and producers and parents and casting directors. And then when they shot that dance scene, Jim, how long do you think that 2 minutes on film took? You've done a lot of television.
Days.
And so repeatedly, these children were forced or asked or directed to make these moves. Repeatedly, these cameras lingered lovingly on their genitals as they grabbed their genitals and rubbed them and got those come hither stares. It's crazy how long it took.
You have the music playing in the background as well. But I could see in the audience where they had either actors, I'm assuming they were actors, booing. And like parents in the back, like having these very distressed looks. So clearly they knew, because they actually depicted it, that this was offensive, but they did it. And I, you know, there was a movie called Powder back in the day. And there's a scene in which the camera very slowly goes through this gang shower of these high school kids. And, you know, lingers on these boys taking showers. Well, what do you know? The director of the film is actually sexually interested in boys. How does Netflix look at this and say, okay, this is a good thing to depict. Okay, this isn't going to turn on pedophiles across the country and around the world. This is the kind of thing that clearly there's no real... I don't believe that there is any creative artistic value to this kind of depiction. I believe it is harmful. It's harmful not only to the girls that are being put through this, because can you imagine how many weeks and months they had to rehearse those scenes in order for them to do this on the stage for this production? Months, I'm certain of it.
Y'all, don't you think a crime is like a puzzle? That's how I look at it. Each connection helps reveal the big picture, and it's such a thrill to put it all together. When I'm not thinking about true crime, which is most of the time, my brain really craves a challenge. And that's why I love Best Fiends. Y'all, if you're not playing Best Fiends, you are missing out big time. What is it? Well, it's the fun and exciting puzzle adventure game you can experience anywhere, anytime. You don't even need an internet connection to play. No Wi-Fi? No worries. I love playing Best Fiends. It's a great way to have some socially distant competition with all my friends. My nieces and nephews and I all play together. And I have to admit, the Hakes family, yep, you know, we're a bit competitive. Did you know there's already 100 million downloads for Best Fiends? You don't want to miss out on the Best Fiends craze. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events so it never gets old. Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players. You don't even need the internet to play, and you collect tons of cute characters. There are new monthly themed challenges you are going to love. You don't have to worry about using cell data or Wi-Fi. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And they're actually, I mean, as just a physical matter, the children are quite talented. They've clearly practiced over and over and over again. And that, you know, Jim, it's not just Netflix. This film was recognized and got some global directing award from the Sundance Film Festival. So adults looked at it and gave it some kind of award, as if this kind of film should be rewarded and even duplicated. And that's what actually scares me about this, is that you have on Rotten Tomatoes, a site I go to a lot of times to look to see what critics and moviegoers think of movies. On Rotten Tomatoes this afternoon, it had 88% fresh from 32 critics from major media like the LA Times, the New York Times, and from major film critics at publications, Rolling Stone, all over this country, have talked about how it's a female empowerment film, coming of age film. This isn't an 18-year-old girl learning how to work.
Coming of age. 11-year-olds should not be coming of age. What the hell does that mean?
I don't even know. All it means is, we think this is supposed to be great, so we're just going to support it. Because as a knee-jerk matter, it must be artsy if it's depicting, it's very avant-garde, if it's depicting little girls in a highly sexualized, sex-simulating dance. It's disgusting.
France is where the pedophiles go to hide from the U.S. justice system. I mean, please. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous.
And what about the parents, Jim, of these little actresses who've let their children do this? And do they even understand what pedophiles tonight all over the world are doing? What people with a sexual interest in children are doing? Or Jim, as you and I have talked about many times, what people who maybe don't have a dedicated sexual interest in children, but they watch this movie and then they see their 11-year-old niece or neighbor child and they have access and they take advantage, because this has excited their desires, because it puts these children in the position of being sexual beings, as if it's okay to look at them as sexual partners. It's not okay. It's illegal. And it's illegal for 11-year-olds to have sex pretty much everywhere in the world.
Yeah. And when you look at cases like historical cases like JonBenet Ramsey, where, you know, one of the reasons why that case got so much notoriety was because of her beauty pageant participation and the videos of that. And some of them, she was very sexualized. Some of the images of her with makeup on and all these dresses and some of the dancing was suggestive. But this is gone way beyond suggestive. This is directly tied, because of the music, because of the actions, and because of basically the totality of the circumstances. This is a very sexual depiction of children. It's focused on their genitals. It has nothing to do with merit or artistic value. It has everything to do with trying to sexualize 11-year-olds. They have not come of age. They have not yet hit puberty. That means people who are sexually attracted to them are pedophiles. Now, most people throw that term around, don't know what the hell they mean. Pedophilia is the sexual attraction to non-consenting children who are under the age of puberty. who have not yet reached puberty. They're sexually aroused by the fact that they are not yet pubescent children. That doesn't include all sex offenders. Some sex offenders, like children who are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years of age, those people are not pedophiles, but they're still child sex offenders if they sexually offend against children. And this kind of depiction, at the very least, in the most like conservative look at this, it's child erotica. It's something that is used to sexualize children. If it's not illegal, it's at least child erotica, which is something that pedophiles, in this case, would love to collect so that they could, quote, legally get sexually aroused by little 11-year-old girls. I mean, it kind of reminds me of something that Woody said. He said...
That's Woody Allen.
Yes. He said, I'm not above reproach. I'm below reproach. I mean, if I got caught in a love nest tomorrow with 12, 15-year-old girls, nobody would be surprised. That kind of leakage of a sexual attraction to children is detestable. And, you know, there's a lot of news going on these days about people trying to pass laws about, you know, legalizing pedophilia because, after all, these people are, you know, unable to control their sexual attraction. I say bullshit. If they were unable to control it, they wouldn't be just doing it in secret. They wouldn't be spending time grooming children so that they would have the control and privacy so that they can commit these crimes undetected. If it's uncontrollable, you do it every time that it's an opportunity. And that's not what happens. They're very, very calculated. There are some people who have diminished mental capacity, who don't know the difference between adults and children, and they would actually commit crimes in public because they don't know their crimes. And those are the only people who are not criminally responsible. Those who are mentally capable of understanding the difference between right and wrong, they are the ones that do it in private because they know it's wrong.
And they don't want to get caught.
Of course. And so any attempt at not getting caught is control. And that's so that's very clearly, obviously not out of their control. So using that as an argument, and believe me, there are people arguing in legislatures and in the House of Commons in Great Britain that crimes against pedophilia should go the way of crimes against gay people or anti-miscegenation laws, because people thought those things were wrong before, so they wrote laws preventing them from happening. But then we realized, as a people, as a human race, that they weren't actually wrong, that outlawing them was what was wrong, and so they reversed those things. But that's not the case with pedophilia. It's not like homosexuality, because homosexual acts between consenting adults, it's just that. It's consenting acts. But when you're talking about an adult and a child, when you're talking about a child as young as 11, you're talking about someone who doesn't, one, have the mental capacity to make the decisions that are necessary when it comes to sex, who doesn't have the emotional maturity to actually understand what it is, and who, when sexualized early, will likely develop serious problems around relationships and sex for the rest of their lives, if untreated, if unaddressed. So for all those reasons, we protect children from their own devices because they're not capable of making proper decisions in this arena.
That's right. And that's why in the law we say children do not have the capacity to consent to sexual acts, because of all the reasons you just said, Jim. And what really concerns me is that this film and the article we discussed last week and the movie we discussed, Call Me By Your Name, and a whole bunch of other things we see coming out about normalizing pedophilia, as if, you know, some of these organizations that advocate to abolish the laws against adult child sex, which is what I call child sexual abuse, I'm worried that it's part of a trend. And this is so out there, Jim. This is a mainstream movie. This is Netflix. This is a major picture. It won awards. Critics are supporting it. And even today, when this particular clip you're talking about having seen, that I've also seen, that so many people around the country have seen, even after so many, quote, normal people are reacting adversely to this and saying it's very clearly, at minimum, sexualizing children, you've got people tonight defending the movie as if it's just a coming of age film and we've just misunderstood it. And the point is to make a commentary on sexualizing children. That's actually the defense of the makers of the movie. We're trying to make a commentary on the sexualizing of young girls. Well, you do not prevent murder by committing murder.
Absolutely.
This is the stupidest thing I ever heard.
It's sexual exploitation of children personified. It is exploiting them. If you are making a comment on it, you don't use 11-year-old girls doing the thing that you're saying is bad for 11-year-old girls.
It's insane. It's literally insane.
What they could have done if they were just making a commentary on it is not zoom in on the crotches of these little 11-year-old girls while they're doing these moves, but suggest it and then show the faces of the parents being horrified in the audience.
And then
having people protest.
Yes, and explain why they should never do it again and that these girls should never be used in this way. But instead, it's just glamorized. They're wearing little booty shorts. They're wearing little crop tops. Oh my God. I mean, I've rarely seen something so highly suggestive and sexual and simulated sex outside of a Cardi B video or, you know, some of these other highly sexualized things you see from the Kardashians online. These are grown women. And if that's what they want to do and people want to watch, that's their business. But this is 11-year-old girls. And Jim, I consider them my business. I don't care if they were French girls. I don't care where they were from. And so that's why I've written this article that's coming out tomorrow. And that is why I am calling for an investigation by the FBI and the prosecutors at the Department of Justice. They should be investigating the makers of this film and the distributors of this film, because I think there may be illegal sexual depictions of children that may constitute child pornography. And I hope to God somebody investigates. And if it's not child pornography, I'd certainly like to know it. But what I cannot imagine is that Netflix is going to continue to show this piece of trash. But I don't know, Jim, do you think they'll take it down?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think if there's enough for outrage, it may be something that they do. But I really do think that if an investigation is launched, that might help. I do believe that I don't believe in censorship just because it's sexual material. I do believe in censorship of criminal material, which is a depiction of children having sex. It's sexual abuse images of children. Some people might say, well, they just dancing, they're fully clothed. Those people don't understand the nature of what a pedophile does, how in their mind. Back in the day, they used to look at children's underwear ads and masturbate to it. Do I think those same kind of people are going to look at this film and masturbate to it? Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. Why? Because the director and the editors and the producers zoomed in very high definition cameras on the crotches of these little girls. And I'm disgusted that if you really look close enough, you're probably going to see things you don't want to see.
And Jim, how can they make that decision? Who's doing it? Who's the director? Who are the camera operators that are, as you say, they're actually lovingly, lingeringly focused on these little girls' genitals? How does any adult, man or woman, take that shot and think, oh, this is great film we're making?
Yeah, we're making a comment on
this. I literally don't understand
it. No, they actually did the thing that they're saying they're commenting against.
Yes.
And that's not how you do it. If, as you say, you're making a film about murder, you don't actually murder people, you fake it. But to have kids do this offensive, outrageous sexualized dancing to sexualized music, and then take it a step further by doing exactly what the law prohibits, focusing on the genitalia, focusing on children engaged in actual or simulated sexual activity. I haven't seen the scene that they're talking about in this IMDb post, but if children are watching a video of adults engaged in sexual activity, that's sexualizing children. If they actually exposed these kids to actually watching naked women engage in what apparently was sexual activity, that's a crime.
That's child pornography. Because what people don't understand is it doesn't even necessitate the child being involved in the sex. If the sex has the child involved in it in some way by watching it, that's also exposing the child to child pornography. And that is also a crime.
Right. So that's a really good point to make. In child pornography, it doesn't have to be the child who's engaged in sexual activity, but if there are adults depicted with the child and the adults are engaged in sexual activity, that's child pornography.
Yes.
Because of the association between the two. I mean, one of the cases I had, a guy was exposing himself to sleeping children. They didn't see it. They didn't know about it. But he was taking pictures of himself and his genitals with children in the depiction.
And that's producing child pornography, which, by the way, Jim, under federal law, carries a mandatory minimum penalty of 15 years in federal prison and a maximum of 30. So I think some people ought to be nervous tonight. I feel horribly for those little girls who've been exploited. The star of the film is now 14, and I have no idea what she's going to go through, because this is going to be very damaging no matter which way it ends. No matter which way it ends, being involved in something this controversial on top of having been exploited by depicting them engaging in this simulated sexual activity, I feel terrible for the children. And I'm sorry that it is a film where their names are public. And I will never, ever mention their names in public, because I think that they've been victimized, Jim. Mm-hmm. And I hope someone is held to account for this. I sincerely hope the FBI and DOJ are paying attention.
Yeah. I mean, as far as these children and their parents, I don't know if the parents would be aware and that it is criminal activity. I don't know if the producers talked them into it, if the director said it wasn't a problem, if they said, well, this is going to help kids all over the world. I don't know if they did those things. It's possible. And I'm not ready to condemn the parents of these kids. And I certainly can't hold anything against the children themselves. I mean, they're children. And even if it was only their decision, it wouldn't be a problem, because they're never responsible for being sexually abused or exploited. So The point is, there are people who are responsible for that. And you're right, they should be held responsible. And I would like to see this taken off of Netflix and destroyed, because I believe it is. I mean, just these parts should definitely be cut out of this film. And if the scenes are as described in this, then there's a number of violations of sex crimes laws in the United States of America. And I hope that your letter and everyone who listens to us should get in touch with DOJ. We'll post the number, and we'll post the link to the cyber tip line. I've made complaints to them before. Everybody who sees anything that they think might be child pornography should do that, because it's the way to protect children. And if we don't do that, if we say, well, somebody else will do it, then it won't get done. And I think if enough people send this in as a tip, I mean, if you believe it is, then if enough people send it in as a tip, then that might get somebody to look at it. So we at least know one way or the other whether this violates the current statute. I haven't been in a position for 10 years of doing that, but I had to do it for many years. And I know you did, Francie. So I'm not sure what the current state of the law is, but I do believe that it's very offensive, and I don't believe that it is a good thing at all. And I hope that they remove it.
Me too, Jim. We'll see what happens. We're going to follow this for sure.
All right. Well, till next time, thank you for listening to Best Case, Worst Case. Signing out.
Best Case, Worst Case is an XG production. Produced by Jim Clementi at Empire Studios, LA. Engineered and edited by Mike Thal. Music composed and performed by Simba Tsumba. And hosted by Wondery.
You can listen to Best Case, Worst Case on your favorite listening app. We are on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you want to do something about child sexual abuse, Darkness Delight can help. Did you know that more than 90% of the time children are sexually abused by someone they know?
Jim, this isn't about stranger danger. It's about learning the true risks. Darkness to Light's training can help prevent, recognize, and react to child sexual abuse in your community.
When you make the decision to get involved, kids can be protected. It starts with you.
Visit www.d2l.org to take the training and learn more.
That's d2l.org.
Hi there, and thanks for listening to the show. We love hearing from our listeners, and we want to learn more about you so we can continue to make great shows that you love. Please complete a short survey at wondery.com/UK. That's wondery.com/UK. You'll have an opportunity to tell us what you like about this show and what you'd like to hear in future episodes. Don't forget, wondery.com/UK.